A new phone service in Vermont aims to curb domestic violence. The program offers resources to potential abusers. The phone line, called The Spark, launched last year in the Northeast Kingdom, and now it is available across the state. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors joins me now live to discuss this new service. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Jen.
Okay, Liam, so can you tell us a little bit more about this new statewide phone service?
Sure. So it's run by Umbrella, which is a St. Johnsbury-based social service organization. And they started using this phone line about a year ago. And initially, it was just something that was in the Northeast Kingdom. And now it's expanded, like you said, statewide. It's available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. People who call in aren't required to give their names. It's confidential. And it's for people who've caused harm or are at risk of doing so. And this phone line's similar to one that launched in 2022 in Western Massachusetts. And that service in Massachusetts was the first of its kind in the U.S.
What happens when people call the Spark phone line?
So the responders to the calls aren't trained clinicians, so this isn't like therapy exactly, but the callers are guided through a conversation with the responders, and the responders are trying to help people identify harmful patterns in their relationships and build skills for safer relationships. They can also get referrals to local mental health or substance use programs or domestic violence accountability programs. Olivia Plunkett works at Umbrella and says that, you know, it can be hard for people to reach out in when they're in these situations if there's someone who's committed domestic violence. But Plunkett says people should reach out even if they don't know exactly what they're calling about.
So we just want callers to know that you don't have to already know the answers or the way through. It's really just the choice and the openness to learn about how you might be an unsafe partner or how you could become safer.
So, Liam, this phone services focuses on providing service to people who've committed domestic violence. Why focus on that population?
You know, I think a lot of people think about domestic violence prevention and they think about, helping to the survivors of domestic violence. And so people might see this kind of service as maybe a little bit counter to that. But Umbrella says this program actually is really survivor focused because it lifts the burden of the issue from the survivors of domestic violence and focuses on the people who've caused the harm and tries to get them to change and take accountability. And lifting that burden is important instead of asking the survivors to necessarily take that on themselves as well. Umbrella also runs a 26-week domestic violence accountability program, and that, along with the Spark, are part of a wider range of domestic violence prevention services that they're running that aren't just punitive responses to the issue like you might experience in the criminal justice system. So here's Amanda Cochran, who's Umbrella's executive director.
And those may be helpful and might be the tools that the survivor wants to pursue, and they may not be. And so how can we as a community provide all of the tools that survivors are able to access so that they can get what they want, which is this person stops abusing them?
So, Liam, I understand the phone line was running for about a year already, but as we said, just in the Northeast Kingdom. How did it go?
They got about 50 calls in that first year just in the Northeast Kingdom. And, it took a little while to ramp up and people are getting used to it and that it's a resource that's available. And so we'll see what happens with this expansion statewide, see how many calls they get and sort of how it goes from here.
That is Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much for being here this morning.
You bet.